Well, we're at Harris Vaccines office headquarters here in Ames, Iowa. We're going to talk with Joel Harris, who is Vice President for Sales and Marketing with Harris Vaccines. Joel, big announcement that the USDA has, I guess, placed an order for your vaccine. And while they haven't officially decided yet whether they're going to allow use of it, you are ramping up production, as I understand it.
Yes, ramping up today as we speak, actually. So we're very excited about that.
Yeah. And as you've told me in the past, you are able to produce this pretty rapidly.
Yes, actually, we're due to have about 25 million doses completed in 45 days, which is a big task for us, but we're totally capable of handling that kind of capacity.
Well, talk about again about the technology that you use and how it is different from anything else out there.
Right. So we actually just started to work on avian influenza vaccines in March of this year. What's different about our technology as opposed to other traditional vaccines for avian influenza is we just need the, in this case, the H5 gene of the influenza virus. So we're not dealing with a live virus. There's no live viruses or agents in our production facility. It increases the safety profile of the product and also allows us to rapidly produce millions of doses in a matter of weeks.
So explain the process to me here now as far as you're dealing with USDA. So they're actually buying the product. They're going to stockpile it in case they do decide to release it at some point.
Right, that's our understanding. So we'll be producing the vaccine here. There'll be an intermediate step where we'll store a lot of the vaccine, and then if it is decided to be utilized in the field, we have a shorter time frame to finalize the product and then start delivering. Again, some of these are unclear presently, but I assume USDA is working out a plan on how they would go about handling that.
Now, you were telling me that you've been really pleased with the efficacy tests that have been conducted on your product?
Yeah, and it's really been a collaboration with the USDA. All of the studies that we've done and submitted to get USDA approval, which happened a month ago, was done with the help of USDA's agencies, both at the Southeast Poultry Research Center in Georgia, and then also the Vet Service Labs here in Ames. So we provided them vaccine. They designed the protocols for which to evaluate. And in one study in adult hens, we had over 95% efficacy in vaccinated animals versus 0% in unvaccinated, and in day-old chicks, over 93%. Efficacy. So we're very happy with those numbers, and I think the USDA seeing those numbers firsthand went a long way in granting us conditional approval last month and then placing an order for the stockpile yesterday.
I know in talking to, you know, folks in the turkey and the egg industries, which are the big ones in Iowa, of course, they're in most cases pretty anxious to see this approved and be able to have access to it. The concern, as I understand, is in the broiler industry, and they're concerned about their export markets and the possibility of some of those being shut down. Again, you were telling me that your vaccine's a little different in that way, in that it may make that an easier decision for broiler industry.
It's possible it could alleviate some concerns. So we can actually differentiate between a vaccinated and a naturally infected animal. So if you vaccinate your flock with our vaccine, those animals will actually test negative with the right test to avian influenza. With traditional products, that's not always the case. And so if one of the concerns is a flock that doesn't have any disease but is testing positive and then is exported, that a receiving country may not accept that or cut off trade completely. Having these tests in place to establish that, you know, yes, it's been vaccinated, but no, it's not infected, could go a long way. I mean, it's a very complicated and a controversial issue whether vaccines should be used. But we think that the USDA's response to at least generate a stockpile, you know, in the event that we have something as devastating as we did earlier this spring, is at least a step forward.
I know there's still some question about, you know, how the vaccine would be delivered. Are you doing any of the testing on that?
For avian influenza, all the testing, all the challenge testing has to be done through the USDA because of the nature of the live virus. So there, we have a turkey study that's ongoing. We have a study of injecting eggs. We'll also be looking at duration of immunity and down the road other ways to apply the vaccine besides injectable, which for logistically could be an issue in the long term. But, you know, these are all things that are kind of early stages, but we're looking toward the future on how to make it a, you know, a more easily applicable vaccine. You know, as a small company in Iowa, we were really close to the economic and emotional impact that this disease had this year. And I think that, you know, we take a sense of pride being a 45-person company in the middle of Iowa to be able to provide a tool that could potentially have some benefits down the road. And, you know, it's unfortunate that it seems there's a new disease outbreak every other year. You know, last year was PED, and we were one of the first responders to that in the swine industry. And again, it's just another validation, this time in a different species, that this technology has some robust application.
I guess I should ask you, while we're talking about PEDV, you know, it wasn't obviously as big a deal last winter as the winter before. So any talk of where we're at on that disease? We have it under control? Or?
Well, I think biosecurity and the understanding of PED has gone a long way in mitigating the disease. I know that there is a concern going into this winter that a lot of the swine or the sow inventory in the U.S. is going to have not background immunity to the disease. So we're seeing kind of an uptick in PED sales or PED vaccine sales. I think this winter will be a real test. And I still think it's going to take a year or two more to really understand what this PED cycle is going to be. Similar to how we have bad PRRS seasons.
So you think it's possibly something that's going to be around for a long time?
Yeah, I still know a lot of folks that are doing live virus exposure similar to how to mitigate PRRS and other things like rotavirus and whatnot. So I don't see an eradication, a true eradication plan in place in the short term, but, you know, hopefully one day. And I think vaccines will play a really important role. Again, with our PED vaccine is also DIVA compliant, so you can tell whether your sow has actually been vaccinated or naturally infected. So that's an important tool in an eradication program.